Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
The Omni Parker House stands as a timeless symbol of Boston's history, a luxurious hotel steeped in tradition and shrouded in mystery. Since opening its doors in 1885, it has hosted an array of famous figures, from Charles Dickens to John F. Kennedy. But it's not just the living who've left their mark. Guests and staff alike have whispered tales of unexplained phenomena, lights flickering, mysterious footsteps, and the ghostly presence of Harvey Parker himself still overseeing the comfort of his guests, even in the afterlife. Whether it's the haunted elevators moving without command, the chilling whispers heard in room 303, or the benevolent specter of Parker roaming the halls, the stories have persisted, blending history with the supernatural. Could this iconic hotel be the crossroads of past and present, where legends refuse to fade? Or do these tales simply reflect the powerful allure of its storied legacy? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The Omni Parker House, perched in the heart of Boston, is more than just a hotel. It's a living monument to nearly two centuries of history. Opened in 1855 by Harvey Parker, it was designed to be the epitome of elegance and hospitality, a destination where guests could experience luxury like never before. Harvey Parker himself was no ordinary hotelier. Known for his meticulous attention to detail and personal care for his patrons, he quickly earned a reputation as the driving force behind one of Boston's most prestigious establishments. The hotel's early years saw a steady stream of influential figures grace its halls. Charles Dickens famously stayed at the Parker House during his American tour, where he gave his first U.S. reading of A Christmas Carol. The Saturday Club, an elite literary group featuring Ralph Waldo Emerson, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, and Nathaniel Hawthorne, frequently gathered within its walls. The Omni Parker House became not just a hotel, but a cultural hub for some of the brightest minds of the 19th century. Harvey Parker, ever the dedicated host, became legendary for personally checking on guests to ensure their comfort. It's said that his dedication didn't stop with his death in 1884. Reports began to surface of a ghostly figure resembling Parker himself, seen wandering the halls, quietly observing and perhaps continuing his lifelong commitment to hospitality. Could it be that Parker's spirit refused to leave the place he loved so dearly? Or are these sightings merely fueled by the enduring lore surrounding this historic landmark? The Parker House has also played a role in shaping America's political landscape. John F. Kennedy held his bachelor party there, and Malcolm X worked as a busboy in its dining room. These connections to history, combined with the opulence of its decor, have cemented the hotel as a symbol of Boston's cultural legacy. But the hotel's mystique isn't limited to its illustrious past. In the years following Parker's death, subtle yet unexplained occurrences began to draw attention. Guests reported flickering lights, doors opening and closing on their own, and the sound of footsteps echoing in empty hallways. Room 303 in particular became the focus of eerie rumors. Guests staying there spoke of strange noises and an overwhelming sense of unease, leading to speculation about its haunted reputation. Of course, not all of these accounts point to the paranormal. The hotel's age and architecture could easily explain some of the phenomena. Drafts slipping through old windows, creaky floorboards, and the echoes of bustling hallways might create illusions of ghostly activity. Then there's the psychological factor, the power of suggestion. Guests entering a place steeped in history and rumored hauntings might be more prone to interpreting ordinary events as supernatural. Still, the stories persisted, especially regarding Harvey Parker himself. Descriptions of his apparition are remarkably consistent. An elderly man with a kindly demeanor, dressed in 19th century attire, calmly walking the halls. Unlike the sinister depictions of ghosts in popular culture, Parker's presence, if it exists, seems more like a comforting figure watching over his guests. Could it be the lingering energy of a man so deeply tied to his creation that even death could not part him from it? As the years went on, the Omni Parker House became a magnet for those fascinated by the paranormal. Ghost hunters and amateur investigators began visiting, drawn by the hotel's reputation. But despite the allure of its haunted history, skeptics continued to search for logical explanations. Could the hotel's reputation simply be the product of its rich past and the imagination of its visitors? Or is there truly something otherworldly within these walls? These questions set the stage for what would become a legacy of mystery and intrigue. The early sightings and stories of Harvey Parker laid the groundwork for the hotel's enduring reputation as one of the most haunted places in Boston. But these were just the beginning. As time went on, reports of paranormal activity would only intensify, bringing new layers to the story of the Omni Parker House. As the years passed, the stories surrounding the Omni Parker House took on a life of their own. The initial tales of Harvey Parker's ghostly presence evolved into a broader collection of strange and unsettling phenomena that left visitors and staff alike questioning what might truly linger within the hotel's storied halls. One of the most talked about locations in the hotel is Room 303. While the specifics of its paranormal activity remain murky, reports from guests who stayed there are consistent enough to build a chilling reputation. Accounts of unexplained noises, shadowy figures, and even the sensation of being watched have made Room 303 a hotspot for supernatural speculation. The activity became so frequent, in fact, that the room was eventually taken out of circulation, adding fuel to the rumors. What could have caused such a concentrated focus of alleged activity in this one room? Was it tied to a tragic event in the hotel's past, or is it simply an overactive imagination fueled by the stories passed down through generations? Beyond Room 303, the hotel's elevators have earned a reputation for their unexplained behavior. Guests have reported elevators stopping on floors without being summoned, their doors opening and closing as though an unseen force were at work. While some might chalk this up to mechanical quirks in an old building, others see it as a sign of something more mysterious at play. Could these be the residual movements of spirits tied to the hotel, endlessly wandering its corridors? Staff members have their own stories to tell. Many have shared experiences of hearing their names called when no one was around, or objects moving inexplicably in the quiet hours of the night. The hotel's historic dining room, where Malcolm X once worked, has been the setting for numerous accounts of ghostly activity, including the sound of disembodied laughter and the faint clinking of glasses, as if a long-past gathering were still taking place. These reports from staff add a layer of credibility to the paranormal claims as they come from individuals familiar with the hotel's daily operations and environment. Perhaps one of the most fascinating aspects of the Omni Parker House's hauntings is the apparent benevolence of its spirits. Unlike many other supposedly haunted locations, the ghosts here are rarely described as malevolent. Harvey Parker, in particular, is said to exude a calming presence. Guests who've claimed to see him report feeling reassured, as though the spirit is simply continuing his life's work of ensuring the comfort of those who stay at the hotel. This unique characteristic of the hauntings has led some investigators to propose the theory of a residual haunting, where the energy of a person or event becomes imprinted on a location, replaying itself over time without conscious interaction. However, not all theories are as comforting. Some researchers suggest that the activity at the Omni Parker House may stem from the emotional intensity tied to the site's long history. From the bustling gatherings of influential figures to the deeply personal experiences of its guests, the hotel has been a witness to countless moments of human triumph, joy, and sorrow. Could this emotional residue be what fuels the paranormal reports? Skeptics remain unconvinced, offering alternative explanations rooted in science and psychology. Drafts, settling floors, and the acoustics of the hotel's historic architecture could easily create the eerie sensations described by visitors. Furthermore, the power of expectation cannot be ignored. Guests who arrive at the Omni Parker House, aware of its haunted reputation, may unconsciously interpret ordinary occurrences as supernatural. This phenomenon, known as confirmation bias, has been well documented in studies of paranormal experiences. Still, the hotel's enduring mystique cannot be denied. Paranormal investigators armed with modern equipment such as EMF detectors and thermal cameras have attempted to capture evidence of the supernatural within its walls. While some claim to have recorded unexplained phenomena, including temperature anomalies and electronic voice phenomena, EVPs, others argue that these findings are inconclusive, leaving the debate unresolved. The Omni Parker House remains a unique blend of history and mystery. A place where the lines between reality and the supernatural blur. Whether you believe in ghosts or not, the stories that surround this historic hotel continue to captivate and intrigue. Is it a haven for restless spirits or simply a location where history and imagination collide? That question lingers, much like the tales of Harvey Parker and the haunted elevators, waiting for each visitor to decide for themselves. The Omni Parker House is a testament to the power of history, tradition, and storytelling. Whether you're drawn by its elegant legacy or its eerie reputation, it's clear this iconic hotel occupies a unique place in Boston's cultural tapestry. The stories of Harvey Parker's watchful spirit, the enigmatic Room 303, and the haunted elevators have a way of capturing our imagination, inviting us to ponder the mysteries of life and what might come after. But let's not ignore the rational side of things. Could the flickering lights and strange noises be chalked up to nothing more than the quirks of an old building? Confirmation bias and suggestive storytelling can play a powerful role in shaping our perceptions, especially in a place as steeped in lore as the Parker House. Still, science and skepticism don't always offer satisfying answers for everything, do they? After all, there's something enchanting about the possibility that a piece of Harvey Parker's legacy might still be checking in on his beloved guests. In the end, the Omni Parker House is more than a haunted hotel. It's a living museum where the past and present coexist. Whether you visit for the rich history, the luxurious accommodations, or the chance to experience something unexplainable, one thing is certain. It's a place that stays with you long after you've checked out. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash, perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.